Welcome to the daily OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Karish from the Orthodox Union filling in for Naftali Herman, who had a conflict today. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Revi'i, the 27th day of the month of Elul, with Rosh Hashanah just around the corner. Thank you, as always, to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Your generosity and support are greatly appreciated and enable us to continue to provide these meaningful daily calls. Please be advised that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Daniel Cohen, Mara D'Asra of Congregation Agudas Shalom in Stamford, Connecticut, to share Dibrei Chizuk, which will immediately be followed by Rabbi Cohen slowly reciting our daily dose of Tehillim, Prakim Kaf, Kaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, that's chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach Percholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Cohen to learn a little more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Cohen.
Thank you very much. I want to share with you on the eve of Rosh Hashanah the secret of the light, as I believe it's very resonant for all of us as we approach these days. Judaism teaches us that at the very beginning of time, God created light in the world. But we are told that that light was so powerful that the vessels in the world cannot contain it, and that light was hidden throughout history in all corners of the universe, waiting to be revealed. And then on the first Rosh Hashanah in history, God creates humanity as a response to the hidden light. And the role of every human being is to reveal light in those hidden places, to create healing in places of despair and light in places of darkness. And our responsibility on Rosh Hashanah is to realize that light that exists within each and every one of us and to share that light with the world. Over the summer, there was a 93-year-old man who recovered from COVID, and on his way out of the hospital, he was given a bill for one day for a ventilator. He started to cry, and the doctor said to him, "Are you crying because the bill is too expensive?" He said, "I'm not crying because the bill is expensive, but I'm 93 years old. And I've breathed God's air for free. How much do I owe God? In every breath that we take, God is infusing us with his love and helping us realize the light that he planted within each and every one of us. But God is calling us in Rosh Hashanah, which is in many ways, you might say, the respiratory holiday, that God breathes within us new light and new hope to do whatever we can to share that light with the world. We may not be able to change the world, but each and every one of us is called on Rosh Hashanah to remember that we can change the world of one person. This was brought home to me a number of months ago when I was in Philadelphia at the train station, and a fellow came over to me and asked me if I could buy him dinner. I went over and offered him dinner at the Dunkin' Donuts. He said he'd rather have Cajun food. His name was Sam. And after I bought him dinner, I went over to him and I said, "God bless you." And he said, "God has already blessed me. He sent me you." There's not a single person on this call right now who doesn't have a unique responsibility, an opportunity today that is different than yesterday, that is different than tomorrow, to share the light that God has planted within each and every one of us. God willing, if each and every one of us will reconnect with appreciating that divine light that is truly hidden every day of the year, to rediscover it in ourselves, to appreciate God's love in every breath we take, and then to take that and try to spread a little bit of that light to the world that touches us, God willing, each one of our candles will ignite into a burning flame, and we'll all merit a time of great healing, hope, and true light around the entire world. Shana Tova, and wishing you and your families a ktiva v'chatima tova. I'd now like to lead a number of Tehillim Psalms. We'll start with Psalm 20, Chas. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Umitzion Yisadaka. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha. Ve'oloscha Yidashne Sela. Yiten Lecha Chil Vavecha. V'cho Atzascha Yimalei. Niranana Bishua Sacha, Uvashem Elohinu Nidgol, Yimale Adonai Ko Mishalo Sacha. Ate Yadati Ki Hoshi Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishne Kodsho Bikoros Yesha Yimino. Elev Arechev, Ve'elev Asusim, Va'anach Nuvashem Adonai Elohinu Naskir, Hemakaru Venafalu, Va'anachnu, Kamnu vanisodad. Adonai Hoshia, Hamelach Ya'anenu v'yom karenu. We will now recite Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai ro'i lo echsar. Dinos deshe yarbiteni. Almei menuchos inahaleni. Nafshi yishovev, yancheni b'mad leitzedek l'man shemo, gam kielech, b'geitz amaves lo ira raha, ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha, heima yinachamuni, ta'aroch l'fanai shulchan neged, Sorarai, Dishanta Vashem and Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Ach Tov Vachesed, Yerdefuni Koyme Chayai, Bishabdi Veis Adonai, Liorech Yamim. We will now recite Psalm 121. Shilamalos, Esa Einai El Haharim, Me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai. Oseh shamayim v'aretz. Ayiten l'mot raglecha. Ayanum shomrecha. Kinei lo yanum v'lo yishan. Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha. Adonai tzucha yad yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teis chavuecha me'ata v'yad olam. We conclude the Tehillim with Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos. Mima'amakim kirasich Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Tehiyena oznafak hashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmorya Adonai miyamod. Ki imcha haslicha l'man tivorei. Ki visi Adonai kibsa nafshi v'livaro hochalki. Nafshi l'Adonai misham laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed Varbein Mofidus, V'hu Yifdas Yisrael Mikol Avonasav. We'll now recite the Mishaberach. Mishaberach Avosenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Dovid Shlomo, Tzar Rivka, Rachel V'Leia, V'Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalim ba'avuram, b'shar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, lachlimam rapasam lachazikam lachayosam, v'yishlach lahem meher rafua shemen ha'shamayim, v'cho evarem l'chol gidehem, v'soch shar cholei Yisrael, rafuas hanefesh, rafuas haguf, Hashta ba'gala v'isman kariv v'nomar amen. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesim ba'atar uv'ashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yotzeim mitzara livracha, u'me'afela l'ora, u'mishibud l'gula, hashta ba'gala v'isman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Cohn. As we transition into the next segment of the call, our listeners today would love to get a feel for your community. So first and foremost, how are you, how are your family, and how are your community doing during these challenging times?
Thank you for asking. Thank God we are doing well. We actually have 3 daughters in Israel that are living in Yerushalayim, getting ready for lockdown there. But thank God everybody is healthy and doing our best as we have to support each other in the community. There are hundreds of families in Stamford, and people have really stepped up to mobilize to help people that are more isolated, to try to find ways to assist people in this time, and doing our best to try to enable people during the high holiday season to connect, whether it's in person inside, whether we have tents, we're doing things virtually, to really try to help give people chizuk during this time and find new opportunities that I think we're realizing to help connect people that were not even on our radar screen months ago.
Sure, of course. As well, if you could give us a little insight into your community, tell us a little bit about your shul, a little bit about the makeup of your shul, the number of families, and the community that you serve.
Sure. So I serve as the rabbi of Congregation Agudat Shalom, which actually started in the late 1800s.
Wow.
A large modern Orthodox synagogue, about over 550 families, but it's a very open shul in a sense that we have about a third of our members that are Shomer Shabbat, a third that come to shul on a periodic basis, and some that we only see 3 times a year, but we really try to create a very non-judgmental, welcoming, inclusive environment to help people on a path of Jewish growth. Very focused on chesed, building community, working with other groups within the community, very committed to the civic life as well. We're right now in the midst actually of a rebuilding expansion of the synagogue, which is very exciting. A lot of families are moving here and very grateful to be a rabbi in such a vibrant, growing community. We have other Orthodox synagogues, the Young Israel and Chabad, of course, other denominations, and a very vibrant Jewish Day School, Bicultural Hebrew Academy, which is now from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade.
Wow, that's a great picture of the community. Thank you. Thank you. Of course, over the last many months, our world has changed rather dramatically as a result of this pandemic. Change is and will be everywhere. What communal changes do you anticipate for your community and the broader Jewish community as we hopefully get to the end of this pandemic? What will last in regards to communal change?
Well, I think there's a renewed sense of new opportunities to connect to people, especially, number one, in the virtual realm. We have more people, I would say, studying Torah now than ever before because they have that opportunity now, whether it's via Zoom. I think also we started a program in March called the Making Mitzvah Moments. That's a WhatsApp group with 50, 60 people, where instantaneously we can mobilize people to help individuals that need. We've delivered hundreds of challahs over the course. Every Friday we have people that are delivering challahs to seniors that are in their homes. So I believe that the potential for mitzvah explosion has been something that's been revealed. And that to me is something that I hope will continue to sustain itself. There's no question that the communities now realize they're much more a community without walls. And what does community mean are things we're thinking about evaluating. And one of the other areas we're trying to focus on is what does it mean to be a stakeholder as opposed to a customer? A lot of people ask themselves, well, what am I getting from this organization? But we're trying to move people to say, this is a moment to think about what does it mean to invest in the community, even if I may not be getting the same services because I'm concerned not about myself, but about the future. And I think people are also rising to that occasion. And I think that's a healthy paradigm shift that we hope will sustain itself to help our communities grow.
Excellent. That's a beautiful idea. That WhatsApp group is excellent. That's great that you've done that. Just
Thank
one
you.
Last question for you. As we are only, of course, a few days prior to Rosh Hashanah, which in and of itself induces a degree of healthy trepidation, how are you managing the day? What are the plans for your shul? Will your minyanim be indoors or outdoors? How are you managing shofar blowing who are not able to attend shul? How have you managed the logistical aspects of Rosh Hashanah?
So I'm very grateful that we have a stellar lay leadership team that's been thinking about this since May. But what we're doing is we have indoor social distance opportunities. We have two large tents outside. We have six neighborhood blowings, shofar blowings, so that everybody will have a place. We have shofar blowers for individuals that need it. We're doing a drive-in pre-service experience on Friday at the JCC parking lot for people to come and get some inspiration. We did meet and greet, so we had 150 people come to get free challah and apples and honey, just coming in their cars a few days ago, so we could wish them a Shana Tova. We're going to be doing a virtual Yisker service, and that was fascinating because we're, of course, doing one on Yom Kippur, but we asked people that lost individuals to send us a photo and a few words about how their loved one's going to be remembered so that in this virtual Yisker experience, which we can never do, there's going to be some sort of visual tribute to the people that are remembered. So we're doing the best that we can to meet people where they are and use modern technology in a halachic way, of course, to try to connect with people and give them chizuk during this time.
Fantastic. Rabbi Cohen, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your community and as well sharing your divrei chizuk. As with
thank
all
you
of us in the entire world, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health, and we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those who are in need will be answered with tova. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Ariel Shoshan of Ahavas Torah, the Scottsdale Torah Center in Scottsdale, Arizona. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.